and welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for Friday, 27th of January, 2017. I'm your host, David Hayden, and today I'm joined by ISIS senior editor, Taryn Nirzada. Hello, Taryn.
Hello, David.
Today we're talking about the MMA market. What is going on with MMA this year?
Yeah, so the U.S. MMA market has started off with a bang. Coming into the new year, we were already facing some supply constraints, so supply was already on the tight side, but we've had a lot happen with the MMA market since the beginning of the month, and supply has tightened even further, you know, so that's the main thing that we've been paying attention to this month.
Can you elaborate a bit more on the supply?
Sure. So coming into the new year, Dow had a sales control in place since October, and we see that continuing until perhaps the end of March. Lucite also implemented a sales control at the end of December, and we see that, you know, going on for the foreseeable future. What's happened this month is that Lucite has started a plant turnaround at their Beaumont plant, you know, which has taken some supply out of the market. Just a few days ago, Lucite shut down their plant in Memphis. They had some bad weather and it was causing problems, and so they just decided to shut down the plant and declare force majeure. You know, so we're basically seeing a lot of capacity taken out of the market, and then you have producers that are allocating the amount of material they sell. So basically, many customers are having a hard time securing the material they need, and this is something that's going to be driving the market in the near future.
Aside from those factors, are there any other shifts coming in the market in the short term or further on, by chance?
Yeah, so another thing going on with MMA is the rising feedstock costs. You know, that's also an important factor here. We're expecting to see a significant jump in January propylene contracts, which is going to drive prices for barge acetone. It's safe to say that barge acetone will also see a significant increase for January. At the same time, we see methanol prices at 12-month highs. And so because of all of that, we've seen producers post significant price increases for February, anywhere from 5 to 10 cents. You know, we'll have to see how much of that sticks, but given the tight supply situation and these high feedstock costs, it's safe to say that February is likely to see a significant price increase for MMA in the U.S.
Thanks for the update, Taryn.
No problem. Glad to do it.
And thanks to our listeners for tuning in. As always, if you're interested in more information on what's happening in Taryn's market or any of the other markets that ISIS covers, be sure to visit ISIS.com. And be sure to listen in to our next podcast.